It's time to find out what's doing around the Singleton District with Mayor Sue Moore. Sue, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Very well, thank you. What is going on with the City Power Partnership? Upper Huntershire Council recently joined. Are you guys joining as well?
Yes, I put forward a mayoral minute at the last council meeting and was supported by the majority of councillors to join this, along with 129 other councils across the country. So we'll have a further report that will come back to us in February, which will outline the five most achievable outcomes for us and how we can work towards those. So we're yet to receive a report back from staff as to how we'll be able to come in line with addressing what we've committed to. But I understand the staff are well on the way of planning that, so it's not going to be anything onerous on them.
Look forward to hearing more about that. The Kelso Street tender.
Kelso Street roadworks has been something that's been around for way too long.
Yep.
That way. So we've finally got to the stage where we've got a $1.5 million project for Kelso Street involving drainage work and the first of three stage projects. So it's not the end of it all. So there's been a number of stages, but this will be addressing the long-running drainage issues. So very pleased to be able to finally get underway with that, and also fortunate to be able to allocate that job to a local business. So that's
even
great. Better.
That's great news. All right. The Bushfire Resilience Fund.
Yeah, this is like an extension of the program. So it's phase two. So there's money there that's available for us. We do have to actually apply for it. So in running with that, the council staff have worked with our most affected areas of Putty and Broke, as well as other community groups, to look through their needs and what their wellbeing programs and things like that for their future needs and for also their preparedness.
Yeah.
So we've asked for $250,000 to get these programs into motion, and we'll of course be actively, fingers crossed and hoping, and the staff are always very on the ball as far as putting in the best projects that are likely to receive the best outcomes. So look forward to seeing the outcomes from that application.
Well, they're certainly saying that this summer is going to be a bit of a wet one, but it's a good opportunity to plan and prepare for future, because you know it's going to be dry again, isn't it?
Well, that's what they say, yeah. And listening to the news the other day, this rain that we're having now is only going to bring about more growth, and it's not going to take very many hot, dry days to dry that off, and then we'll have serious bushfire danger again.
It's a vicious circle in the bush, isn't it, Sue?
It is.
And just finally, the energy management facility update.
Yeah, look, this is another one that's been way too long coming, and this is just over $1.4 million project, and the building is well underway. Some people might wonder what's happening across the road from our waste management facility. Well, that's what it is. It's a new energy management facility. It'll accommodate 16 dog pens and separate isolated quarantine pen, also a large cat room, and of course ample room for the staff, being toilet, showers and office areas. So it will be great to have a building there that more than meets the requirements of the Code of Welfare Practice for, you know, animal handlers and also the animals.
That's some great news. Thank you very much for the update, as always. Sue, you have a great day.
Thanks, Andrew. Cheers.